of the participants of the Shia, of course the Mesadrim, the organizers, just a few words of Akdoma, the first time I've had the Shia to speak at this Asifa, this Gewaltige time of Kiddush Hashem, when people get together early in the morning to learn. It reminds me of the vault the gates of the Rav, the Chen of Rav, used to say. He would say over there was a certain godel called the Meshulam Igra, and he was a big Illa in the Gaon, and he would forever be finishing Shas and making Siyumim and all types of schemes, and he'd finished it many, many times. And so once he made a particular Siyum with a particular emphasis and a great Simcha, and he invited many people and a big Suda, much more than normal. So they asked him, "My high, the Simcha Ma'azu Oisa, why are you so happy this time? You finished it so many times, tens of times, what's special today?" So he said, "Yes, of course I have a kviyas to go through, it takes me a year, let's say, to go through, but I have a separate kviyas to go through Shas, that's when I'm waiting, let's say, at the bus stop, or I'm waiting at the Simcha, for the proceedings to start, or something like that. So every time I have a few moments, I learn another Amud and another Das, who's either probably did 10 blasts in 5 minutes, probably, I imagine, but he got through Shas bit by bit over the years." So it shows you the importance of every few minutes. So half an hour is a large slot, it's a large amount of time, but half an hour seems to us as only a 48th of the day. But as it builds up day after day, it amounts up to an enormous amount of time. So it's a Gvati Kiddush Hashem. Now this time, especially being a Matsorim, but what's going on in Eretz Yisrael, we need particularly Yeshua. I think the biggest chus there is for Klal Yisrael is these types of schemes of a Sabonim, something which is phenomenal. I was in Monty last year, 55 minutes after Nacht, everybody rushes out, the Balabais have to rush out with the children, then with the children become worldwide. And this scheme starts the day the Torah way. It's also had that Slacha Baruch Hashem, and it's these types of schemes, new ideas to a Ma'aba Kavod Shemayim, to a Ma'aba Limud HaTorah. These are the types of schusim which we need, and Ezra Hashem will help us as well to bring the Yeshua, both what we're going through now in Eretz Yisrael, and eventually Ezra Hashem B'korav to B'zeichah to Mashiach. I know the Indian, it says over here, frequent shailas relating to Birchas HaYayin, but I do want to just mention a few words to Choyd Achtanya. This is the new Beit HaMedrash, which I understand is going again for a few years, and I feel that every Beit HaMedrash which gets established is an increase in Kavod Shemayim. I mean, it brings to mind a story. That's not the case in this case, but the story of the Yid who was stranded on the desert island, and so he opened himself two shuls. In case he falls out with the executive of one, he'll hopefully go to the other shul. So obviously we all know that's not the case here. Baruch Hashem, Golden Green is growing, and there's a demand for a new minyan and for a new mokum tefillah, a new mokum of shiurim. We have no idea what type of kedusha and what type of avira atmosphere is shayra rest in such a mokum Torah and a mokum tefillah. The Mashal says in Brachos Tavches, the Gemara there tells us that Rabbi Yochanan had a question. What was his question? The question was, it says in the Torah, "Leman yirbu yimeichem v'dimei v'neichem al ho'adomo asher nishba Hashem la'aviseichem lo'feis lehem." That your days will be lengthened al ho'adomo, in Eretz Yisrael, on the ground. So his question was that he heard that in Bavel, he didn't live in Eretz Yisrael, but he heard that ikas tabur of Bavel, there are old people living in Bavel, elder Eden, live all over the world, not that in Eretz Yisrael. See, Ashvet says Lemani, but you make him Alo Adoma. Bobad is not Alo Adoma. So you can understand how come the Zeichel Tariches Yomim. They told him that they go early in the morning to Beit HaMedrash, and they go Mashkema, they go to Beit HaMedrash, and they stay there, and they learn, and they daven. So he said, Hainu da Haniluhu. He said, in that case, I understand. My question is answered. Now I understand why they are Zeichel Tariches Yomim, because they go to Beit HaMedrash and they go to Shul and they go to learn. That's why they're Zeichel Tariches Yomim. So the Mashal asked, it's very schwer. We haven't answered the question. The question was, it says, Al Ho'adoma, on the ground in Eretz Yisrael, if they go to a Beit HaMedrash in Bavel, they're still not Al Ho'adoma. What does it help me that they've gone to Shul and they've got Gevaltikus Chus? But still, it's possible, it says, Al Ho'adoma, we've not answered the Kasha. says the Mashal Gevaltig Gevot. He says that Be'emet, every Beis HaMedrash has got a din, every Beis HaKnesset is considered Eretz Yisrael, it's considered Aloha Adama. We know the Gemara tells us when Mashiach comes, the Bota Midrashim and the Bota Knesset are going to go over to Eretz Yisrael. So he says that it's not just a question of the future. When Mashiach will come, will all the 102 Nisai present will be transferred to 102 Rechov Rebbe Kiva. We're not talking about that. We're talking about nowadays. This is 102 Rechov Rebbe Kiva. We are now in Eretz Yisrael. It's got Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. We see from this Mashal Gavati Gechidus. And the vault is that the Tumas Eretz Amim, the Hashbor, which is there, out there, the Hashbor of Chutzpah Eretz, that doesn't go through the walls of the Beit HaMedrash. These walls are a security, are a barrier to be mapstick as a mechitza between us and the world outside. So we are now the Bechinas Eretz Yisrael. Chassam Sofer says a Gevaltig Gevot on the same lines. The beginning of Parsha Shmoyt, it says, Eilu Sh'eile, Ve'eile Shmoyt B'nei Shor Aboi Mitzroimo, Eis Yaakov Isha Beis Tebo. So he says, why did they have bought in at Mitzrayim, who are now coming to Mitzrayim? So they didn't now come to Mitzrayim. The beginning of Shemayt had been there for many years in Eretz Mitzrayim. Yaakov came down with his family. Yaakov was already dead. Why have bought in Mitzrayim? They came now to Mitzrayim. She said, have bought in Mitzrayim. Shabba'u. Why have bought in? So he says, Yaakov came down with his yeshiva. As we know, he sent Yehuda Lefonov to make a yeshiva. They weren't out in the street. They were in the Beit HaMedrash. So they weren't in Mitzrayim yet. They were still in the Bechina of Eretz Yisrael. When it came to Yaakov's Petira, after Yaakov left the world, the Yidden weren't so much Dovuk to Torah, they went out into the streets, went to all types of places. So now they were Habot in Mitzrayim, says the Mashal. The Elish went to Habot in Mitzrayim, and now, after Yaakov's Petira, they now went out, and they went out to the Beit HaMedrash and the Beit HaKnesset. They are now bought in at Mitzrayim. Because when Yaakov was there, it was Ish Ubeisai. They came with their house. They were still dovuk to their houses of the Beit HaMedrash. So all these in Yonim are certainly a great security and a great zchus. And Eved Shem to help Taka, the Minyan, the Beit HaMedrash, and the Torah should go Mechayim Ochoil and should be Mabuk Kvot Shemaim Kol HaYomim. The inyanim we wish to discuss today are things which relate to birchas hayayin, drinking wine. Okay, wine drinking nowadays is not as high on the agenda as it was in the olden days. Wine drinking was a major part of their lives. Every meal went with wine. But nowadays we still have many mitzvahs where we have the mitzvah of kiddush, havdalah. So we have to know a number of dinim which can very easily be negeya. What would be in the following case? A person, Shabbat morning, making kiddush, and he makes kiddush, and he has wine, or a vias of wine, and he has cake. He's only going to eat the meal, let's say, 2 hours later, and so he makes kiddush on cake, and coffee bar, but he has wine, and he has cake, and he has his kazayas of cake, or three pieces of cake, however much he has. Then he makes alamichya, he goes to kiddush, the same thing, makes alamichya, and after he says, oh, did I make kiddush, or somebody else made kiddush for me? Oh, I made kiddush. Oh, that means I should have said alageffen. He forgot completely about making alageffen. What is the din? What should he do now? He was mechuyav alageffen. He was mechuyav to make alageffen and alamichya. He had a rebius of wine, and a kazayas of cake, and a chiyav to make two brachas. Obviously, as we know, you don't make two separate brachas. You roll it all into one. Alamichya v'alakalkola v'alagefen of priagefen. You have grapes, you say the adon v'aleis of priayim. You roll it all into one. But this person forgot to say alagefen. What would the din be? So there's a din in Shulchan Aruch, it's in Reish Ches, and see if you're dying. Very interesting din. It says there, Birchas Gimel Eina Peteres Mein Sholosh. Here we're talking as follows. If a person benched, instead of making, let's say, Ala Eitha Priya 8, he was supposed to make Ala Eitha Priya 8 on his grapes, and he forget, instead of making Ala 8, he benched. So benching does not pater Ala 8.
Aber bei Yayin, Bechel Schleusha Paitrofa. With wine, you bench. What happens if a person by mistake benched on wine? A person drank a revius of wine, and by mistake he benched. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Aber bei Yayin, Bechel Schleusha Paitrofa. You bench on wine, you yoitza. Shem Birch ala Yayin, Bechel Hamozin, and Mokum ala Geffen, yoitza. If you say Bechel Hamozin, instead of ala Geffen, you are yoitza. Shulchan doesn't explain why, but the Makor of this is a Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos discusses the interesting point. Why is it that wine will make Boirei Priya Gotham? Why do we make Boirei Priya Eitz? Why do we single out wine as having a Bracha, a special Bracha, a specialized Bracha? If you have orange juice, you don't say Boirei Priya Tapuzin, or apple juice, Boirei Priya Tapuchin. You say Boirei Priya Eitz. It grows in a tree, you say Boirei Priya Eitz. Even Shemen, which is as important as wine, you don't say Boirei Priya Hazayis. You say Boirei Priya Ha'eitz. If a person would drink oil in a way that it's not going to damage it, you mean Boirei Priya Eitz. So surely the correct Bracha should have been on wine, should have been Boirei Priya Ha'eitz. It comes from a tree. Why single something special out with wine, Boirei Priya Ha'gofen? Says the Gemara that wine is special that it satisfies. It is soyet. It satisfies. Chazal were more bucky with the gastronomic and the and some of these food in Yonim, certainly in those days, but it seems to be Shulchan Aruch patterns the same nowadays as well, and that's the reason for this din. We'll soon come to it, that Yain has a koyach of soy aid. It satisfies you. It satisfies. It doesn't mean you'll finish having your wine and you'll be full up, but it has a certain element of soy aid, satisfaction. It makes you somewhat full. So therefore Chazal, because of his chashivas, will kaveya a bracha of wine of Boirei Priya Gofen. Well, says also wine has got an additional mile, it's also Masameach, makes you happy. But the Gemara, if wine satisfies you, so why don't you bench on wine? If it makes you full, you should bench on wine. So the Gemara gives a test. The Gemara says you don't, the main meal is not wine. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, we see from this Gemara that wine has a kind of satisfaction, and really it would be shaykh to bench on it. So Einoch Anama, we don't tell you to go and bench because of certain reasons, which is why I discuss this. But b'di'evet, if a person benched on wine, again, the says Rabbeinu Yoina, and that's the Shulchan Aruch. Now, on wine, if you bench, you go. If you have, let's say, you have raisins or you have pomegranates and you bench, you're not yoitza because pomegranates don't satisfy you, and even grapes seem not to satisfy you. But wine has a special koyach and it makes you satisfied. It is soy aid, and therefore b'di'evet, you bench, you're yoitza. That's a Shulchan Aruch, a clear halacha. Now, what with alamichya? Not three brachas, not benching. You made alamichya. The scenario we had beforehand, but slightly different. The person just had one cup of wine, and that's all. No cake, just wine. And he sat down, and he said alamichya by mistake. Instead of making alagetan, he said alamichya. And a cup of wine made alamichya. What's the thing? Is he yoitza? Is he not yoitza? There's machlokes haposkim about this point. The Taz holds you're not yoitza. The Taz holds no. It's all very well to call wine mozon. Wine is mozon. Hazonet ha'olam. Wine is mozon. It is not called michya. Michya. When you say ala michya, that's not wine. Wine is not michya. Kiloy ala lechem levada yichya adam. He doesn't bring this possible. That's what he means. That when you say ala michya, you can't include wine in ala michya. That's what the Taz holds. But the poskim are chaylik, the behetiv in Reish Ches, and the other poskim argue, the Levush, they hold that no, just as Birchas Hamazon will work for wine in the same way, and that's the halacha, the same way alamichya will also go play to yad. So you had a cup of wine, and you made alamichya, you're yoitza. Even though the passage chaylik was half a brach of the hokel, so you're yoitza. Now, going back to our case. The first on Shabbos in the morning, or could be any time of the year, no difference. Wine and you have cake, and the question is made out of mechia. The question is, what's the din? Has he been yotzer for the wine? Yeah, just alamechia. He just said alamechia, yeah. He didn't mention alamechia at all. Alamechia, I mean, he didn't say a word of wine. So the question is, what's the din here? Again, he's drunk his wine and he had his cake, and he's made his alamechia, and he's not mentioned anything about gefen at all. What's the deal? So my father, Mekaya Bracha, discusses his Shaila, and the same, what he passes also is written in Minchas Shleim, which means I'm an Eibach, Zatzal. And interestingly enough, in this case, you are not Yotza. Even though, if you sit down and make a Mechia on wine, you are Yotza, but where you've had wine and cake, and you make just a Mechia, you are not Yotza on the wine. Very interesting. The reason is because when a bracha is not an ideal setup, it's not the ideal bracha, like in this case. Yeah, the alamichya is not the ideal bracha for wine. It's b'diavad, but it's not the ideal. It's not lachatchila. We don't allow it to work unless it has nowhere else to work. I mean, if it, you need to have peferish kavona. That's the way to put it. If you would have peferish kavona to work for your wine, yes, it would work for the wine as well. If the person, for some reason, has no way of making alagefen, and he made alamichya and he wants to include wine, if he didn't know the nusach alagefen, for example, and he had beferish kavona to include the wine with his alamichya, he might be yotza. But here the person has no intention at all of being yotza the yain. He only said his alamichya for his cake. He didn't want to be yotza the yain at all. In that case, he's certainly not yotza. So all very well if he said alamichya on the wine, if he said alamichya on the cake and he wants to include the wine, and the wine happened to have been drunk but he didn't think about it, he's not yotza. What's the halacha? The halacha has to make another, has to make alagefen. He just finished alamichya, he sits down, he makes alagefen, says the whole bracha over again. That was his chiyuv. If he realized his mistake whilst he's in the middle of his bracha, yeah, let's say he started and he went all the way through, and just before Baruch, he realized, I've had wine to drink. What should I do now? Yeah, so he's going to finish off. It's a very big doubt whether you're Yotze. If you only say what you have to mention at the end and not at the beginning, yeah, if he would just finish off with Al Hagefen and not say Al Hagefen at the beginning, it's a very big topic whether you're Yotze with mentioning the chasima, not in the psicha. This in Shulchan Aruch Siman Nun Tes, the mechaber holds you're not yotze. You have to mention always as kara at the beginning and at the end. The halacha brings from the gon holds you're yotze with the chasima as well. Could be solved by brachas b'hakol, but the after you finished off, you wouldn't make a new bracha. But al kolponim, the eitza is if you have you realize in the middle of the bracha that you haven't mentioned it, you should go back to the beginning, not say brachas Hashem again. You would say like this: brachas and brachas and mekamel chayim and mechamel kolav again. You remember what you mistake, you go back and start again. You don't say Baruch Hashem again. You don't say Baruch Hashem. You don't say Baruch Hashem. You go back to after that Chayilam and start again. So that way, you've not said Hashem Lashav, and you've not really messed up your bracha. You've just said the same thing over again twice, which is obviously not ideal, but did the Eved. And the last says that we just explained that's what the thing you should the maestro go and do. It doesn't matter, you still go back. Based on the Shulchan Aruch, we have other things that it's not the
act of Hashem.
You want to change the look, you want to say Melech Alamichya V'Alot V'Alamichya V'Alot. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Go back to the beginning. That's what I'm saying. Go back to the beginning and say it correctly. Go back to almost the beginning.
Only if you make
kiddush
yourself,
instead of the reed. Yeah. If you didn't have a reed, then you don't involve yourself in seikah. Then you can't make a. Well, that's very complicated. If you have less than a reed, okay, that depends how much you have. If you have the kazayis, then you could include it in alagathan. You'd only make a new bracha, that's definitely. You'd only make a new bracha if you had the revias. If you didn't have a revias, you wouldn't make a new bracha again. You could include it, if you had less than a revias, you could include it in the alamichya. If you have, let's say, kazayis of wine, you could include it in the alamichya. You could include alagathan. You're not making a special bracha, but to make a special bracha on wine, you need to drink a revias. One extra point here, which is worthwhile mentioning, is what's the din of grape juice? As we mentioned, the makor of this din, that benching on a michyot, work for wine, is because wine satisfies you. What is grape juice? Is grape juice, does it have this koyach that it says it satisfies you? There's no mention in Shulchan Aruch, there's no zecha, the achronim speak about it, Pastor Beliashev, and there's no clear rise to it. The bring from Beliashev, he held it's not soyed, it doesn't satisfy. Shulchan Aruch doesn't make any difference. Shulchan Aruch just says, if you drank wine and made and you bench your yaitza, the simus of Shulchan Aruch would be mashma that even grape juice satisfies you. It's difficult to understand because you can ask a kasha, grapes don't satisfy you. If you bench on grapes, you're not yaitza. If you take out those grapes and squeeze them out, you get yourself grape juice. It seems it does satisfy you. So it's an unclear point. There's no clear rise to this point. So if a person made ala michya on grape juice, I wouldn't have said he should make another bracha, because to make another bracha, it could be grape juice also satisfies you. Now, one point, the inyan, but it's the inyan, which also is an asmin elegab shtiyas yayin, also to do with this koyach of soyed, of satisfying. There's a din which not everybody's so familiar with. Part of it everybody knows. It's the first mission in Av Tzachim. Erev Av Tzachim, somach lemincha, leyoichal adam adshet hechshach. You may not eat on Erev Pesach, you may not eat adshet hechshach. From the end of the ninth hour, beginning of the tenth hour, you may not have a bread meal. Anything's not a bread and Pesach. You may not have mezoinos. You may not have Pesach after Shah Asiris. You may not have mezoinos. And the Gemara tells you, you may also not drink wine. Since wine is soyed, it satisfies you, you may not drink wine. Gemara says, interestingly enough, Rava, you should drink wine non-stop in Erev Pesach the whole time. The Gemara, how do you drink it? It satisfies you. So yeah, if you have a lot, it actually encourages the appetite. It builds up the appetite. One says, porter mitzvah, a small amount of wine will satisfy you. If you have a lot, it gives you more cheshes. Okay, but a small amount of wine, have a reveal of wine on Erev Pesach after Shabbos is offer. Now, that's what people know, that you're not allowed to eat an Erev Pesach. But not everybody knows that the same applies to Erev Sukkot as well. Erev Sukkot is exactly the same as Erev Pesach. Erev Sukkot, just as Pesach is a mitzvah to eat a kezayis matzah by night, the same on sukkah is the mitzvah and our prayer to eat in the sukkah a kezayis, at least the beitza, according to some void, and you have to have it in the sukkah in the first night. So you may not eat mishoah siris, may not eat a satisfying meal. I mean, you may not have bread, you may not have cake. You can't have cake at Erev Pesach after shoah siris. You can't have a piece of wine either. Now let's take, for example, we don't usually drink wine some during the day. This year the first day sukkah falls on Shabbat. You're having your shalosh shudah, right? Because it was mentioned, the same thing applies to the second day as well. The second day, I mean, the end of the first day after Shah Asiris, bear this in mind, you may not wash. Every Erev Shabbos is a mitzvah not to wash. Every Erev Yom Tov Erev Shabbos is a mitzvah not to start eating too near to that. But on Erev Sukkot and Erev Pesach, it's often in Hadin, because it's a mitzvah that I'll tell you to eat by night. So, Shabbos, this year, Malayna the Teva, Thursday, Sukkot, Shabbos, we're eating Shalosh Shudas. So we're going to make sure we eat Shalosh Shudas before Shah Asiris. Even if we're not normally Makbid, but today, we're going to be Makbid and eat before Shah Asiris. Now, what happens, you start the Shalosh Shudas before the Shah Asiris, and you slept on. If you know, like Hatchila, it's going to slept on, you're not supposed to start. But you planned on finishing in time and you didn't finish in time, you slept on till after Shabbos. And you want to make Birchas Amozen ala Kois. You want to drink a cup of wine for Birchas Amozen. It's after Shabbos. Some people are like to bench ala Kois. Would you be allowed to go and drink the wine? No, we just said you're not allowed to. Would you be allowed to drink grape juice? So that depends on Ishaila. If we want to consider grape juice as being not satisfying, then we'd have no problem. You could have grape juice. As I said, I think this is a debatable point. So the eitzah to do is either not to bench on HaKadosh, or it's a simple way out, it's not an absolute chiyuv, or one could have two reviews. So as I just mentioned before, I've got tovra migra gori. If you have a lot, It builds up the appetite. And the Mishmur says that two revias is already called tuva. So you can have two revias. Or you can find another eitzah, you can have it with a bit of some grapes or something, and be kale the sophic. You know, have a little bit of, only a little bit of grape juice, a little bit of wine, grape juice, less than it, Mishmur says less than it. Then it might not satisfy you in a little bit. So there are ways out. It's important to bear in mind.
Can you pinch without drinking wine?
Not really. Yeah, it's not much point. Tim Kuf Tzadik says that you have to, that the union of benching goes together with drinking. If you don't drink, there's very little point in that, isn't it? Give it to a, oh, that's an eighth. So give it to a tinner. That could be. And the Messiah, Chatinon and Apasicha, we're in the 3 weeks. As we know, Shiva for the Talmud was Huf Kaha Eir. The town was, the Eir of Yerushalayim was breached, the walls, the siege was underway for many years, over 2 years, but the breach in the walls happened Shiva for the Talmud, Huf Kaha Eir. We're now in Bein Amatzarim. Ein Apasicha, we have to know that the Chuf of the Torah, those are the walls which protect Klal Yisrael. I once thought to myself that we find in Chazal that the Yevonim, Chazal tell us the Yevonim, when they breached the walls of the Beit HaMikdash, that was, it was the Chil, they made 13 piritzas, 13 holes in the wall. Interesting enough, that was at the time, shortly after the Maisa, at the time of Yevonim. We know that Talmai HaMelech, Ptolemy, Talmai HaMelech, we know the story, he got the 70 elders and they translated the Torah. They had to make a few changes, as we know. The whole story, each one went into a separate room, and they all were mechavan to the same changes. Instead of Bereshis Bara Elokim, was Bara Elokim Bereshis. A few changes, because otherwise he would have questions. And if Esther Arneves, the rabbit, they translated differently, because I think his mother was called Arneves, his wife. So a few, all the Shivans came up with the same differences. But interesting enough, there was, according to Yerushalmi, there were 13 shinuyim changes they had to make in the Torah. They had to make. Of course, they had to do it. But it could be that the 13 shinuyim were already a reason for a breach in the wall. Each shinuy perhaps was a sibah, a breach in the wall, because a shinuy in the Torah is a breach in Yiddishkeit. Well, Hashem, we've got our Masoret. We go with what Klal Yisrael has been doing throughout all the Torahs, keeping strictly to the Torah or mitzvah. Those are the walls. Those are the skula. That is the biggest skula, to help that the walls will be impregnable and the hashpos, the bechutz, will not come in, both in ruchnis and both in gashmis, which is bezeichat, v'mabuk v'shemayim, bezeichat, tibiyas, mashiach, v'kenim, heiv, v'meinu, amen.